That's right, that's fine. How long is the intro?
I saw you there, just standing there.
All right. Well, I want to welcome to On Frequency with Keith Rogers. I want to explain a little bit about myself here, and I'm kind of surprised that John Stadmiller kind of asked me to jump in here, but when times are bad. Anyway, good evening to the listeners here on Republic Broadcasting Network. And again, my name is Keith Rogers. I live here in rural western Montana, and I just wanted to give you some observations that I have noticed from time to time to fill a slot here to share some insights with you. I have no personal agenda, no political affiliations either, mainly because my dog Milo isn't on any election ballots. When all else fails, hug the dog. I'd like to explain first what I as an American have noticed in all my years, and of course, as well as share these insights as to communications, and that's what we're all here for, is communicating. And I feel that in a society, when you break down in communications, that's what leads to its ultimate destruction there. So, of course, this would be not only for my comments, but also to receive any comments from the people out there. And I always try to stress this as to how we, plural, have gotten into the point from point A to point B into this country that we're in. And this really involves a lot of different issues. And so to begin with, I want to tell you a little bit about myself, and perhaps you'll see where I have drawn my personal conclusions as to what I've witnessed in all my years. And a lot of this comes from getting into what most people know as ham radio, and as well as what we call Elmers. And Elmer is someone that kind of helps you or prods you along into a hobby or an interest. And many of those that I were involved with came from... All right, thanks. Many of those that I knew and everything like that came from a previous military background and had gotten into ham radio themselves after partying in the military. And I found that number one of all factors in life is demographics. And this plays a key issue of all people. And that isn't just you, the listener, but of people from all over the world. And I'm sure that you, like myself, have all heard the phrase that I never asked to be born. And that's an important key factor, because it doesn't matter whether you're an American, a Russian, somewhere in South Africa, in the forest of South America, or some frozen tundra up there in the north or wherever like that. We never asked to be born, but we're here today. And so in general, I am born American. I never took an oath of citizenship like your last announcer that just mentioned there. But that leads us to a lot of different issues like immigrations. I have a wonderful friend who grew up as a kid over there in the Czech Republic, and he boasted there that as a young boy, he sat there and threw rocks at Russian tanks, Soviet Russian tanks. And, of course, that led him later on to immigrate to the United States. And, of course, through immigration, he had to take his oath of citizenship. He had to know U.S. history and also learn our language. And, of course, I can also say I'm watching a lot of different YouTube videos on borders and checkpoints, again, with your prior announcer there. When these Border Patrol ask for your citizenship, you can be 50, 70 or so miles within the United States. And they always want you to declare that you're a citizen just by answering simply that, hey, I was born in California or Montana or New York, wherever like that. That doesn't do. You have to say that you're a citizen. So, again, back to the premise, we never asked to be born, but we're all still here. And within that, we need to make the use of our lives that we have, hopefully, again, for the better. And that's where most of us find us that listen to RBN, or that are involved in Twitter or have Google accounts or something. We're all out there trying to impart information as to, or share it at least. And sometimes it's received well, and other times it's not. And, of course, you can understand why it wouldn't be. A lot of that is basically because we're all born into a belief system. Usually as a young kid, you adopt the religion of your parents. You're taken to church, either bended by ear or something like that. And you sit there and have to sit patiently and listen to what's being said from the clergy or class and move on through life that way. And, of course, the school systems also indoctrinate you into whether it's American exceptionalism about how great this country is and why others would want to immigrate here legally. And that draws us to a good point there. We all have to remember that there's always good versus evil. Like here in America, we have where George Bush reminded us after 9/11, we had to use the premise that, or he used the premise that you're either with us or against us. Or when Bill O'Reilly said in the hoaxed war on Iraq that you can either support our troops or shut up. The indoctrination came from infants as well as other countries. It doesn't just apply here to the United States. Nationalism, I guess you call it. As we are, regardless of country of birth, we're all humans, and we're presented with a constant goal to get us as people to accept what the state does, and it's all done allegedly in our names. And that's why, usually when I talk to a lot of people, I always try to correct them on pluralism, because these illegal wars and stuff, I don't endorse these things, yet they're being done in my name. We're being hated for our freedoms. And then, of course, when you look around, you actually ask, how much of our freedoms do we have? That's kind of a mundane thing there. And we go back to the same issues of programming. One of them is, first of all, is my country. Advancing the word team, which has no I in it, always putting you into a corner or a group. Likewise, it becomes our military, our government, and so on. And yet, when you look at the actions that are being done, it does not represent everything that Americans want, or what Russians want, or what Germans want, or anything. It's what their country is doing. And I was kind of reminded of that when I watched the remake of the 1951 movie, The Day the Earth Stood Still, with the new one with Keanu Reeves, and where the Secretary of Defense, I guess it was, she made the comment to him in reference to whether or not the aliens were invading our planet. And he replied simply with, "Your planet." And that shows you how we are adapted to take in everything, whether it's my property, your property, or like, you know. And we're fed this constantly. One good example is Emmanuel Goldstein. And the enemies are delivered to you straight from Orwell's 1984. And if you realize this, it's no matter where you go anywhere. If you pull up to a gas pump, the minute you lift the handle, the TV starts playing. And either it's a commercial entity of buy this, buy that, or it's the latest breaking news. And it's at banks, it's at stores, it's at pubs, bars, whatever you want to call it. And you constantly hear this plethora of who the enemy is. Of course, back then, the Emmanuel Goldstein was an enemy of the state, and of course, created by the state. And we always have this constant ratio of who. And of course, in my age, I grew up with the evil Russians, and today we have the evil Muslims, which of course, like, if they're so evil, why are they importing all the evil Muslims here? You know, so. But there's always got to be something that the state has you fixated on, you know. And so this brings me to the narrative of why I'm basically here, because I learned years ago that external enemies, the theme of it was broken. And so when I got into ham radio back in 1976, basically 4 decades ago, I got into the communications portion of it. And of course, a lot of it at first was Morse code, you know, the tapping out of the did-aw, did-aw. And I started talking to all these foreign countries. And one of them, one QSO, as they call it, or conversation, that I had got into was with a young Soviet boy. And I asked him then, out of curiosity, because of hearing all this propaganda, you know, whether it's a drop-in cover and all this other stuff, of what Americans are indifference to what Russians are. And he told me, he says, imagine anything, and he repeated anything, that you're doing, I am doing. He says the only difference then was that at 16 they were indoctrinated into the armed services of the Soviet Union. He said other than that, he says, I want a house, I want a wife, I want kids, a dog, cat, whatever like that, you know. He says, I am just like you. And that's the issue today. So when we have a government like today that continually bashes, say, Soviet Union, we're back right to the Russian Federation today, that bashes the Russians, we have to look again at demographics. Today, the Russian Federation is 86% Orthodox Christian. The United States is 71% Christians of alleged different groups, which go out and vary like that, you know. But the point is, how would you ever talk American Christians to go fight another Christian and kill their own spiritual brethren? It is no different in propaganda than it was with the early immigrants of the early 1900s, where those in Europe immigrated to the United States with the beaconing Statue of Liberty, give us your tired report, you know, to come here to the United States and live here. And, of course, most then were of Catholic origin. And, again, we're right back to World War II then. So the Germans were Roman Catholics. And, of course, here you had, under the premise of the evil Nazis, that the United States had to go over there and destroy the Nazis. Of course, we know Russia won that war. But the fact is, though, is you had those of their own same faith allied together, which were now killing each other. And this doesn't seem like it meshed with the way that I thought the framework of society should be, because in society, we as individuals are that society. And I get tired of hearing this, and especially on shortwave, where I'm on quite a bit like that, I hear a lot of different conversations where people are either talking about the Hispanic immigrants or the Muslim immigrants. And I broke in one day to a good friend of mine up north here in Kalispell, and I said to him, I says, you know, I says, could I interject some? And he says, yeah, go ahead. And I says, you know, you guys were totally silent when the days of Oliver North and stuff started all these drug wars down there in Mexico and Central America. Likewise, you were silent when they started the Fast and Furious and armed all the cartels. You were silent when the banks laundered hundreds of billions of dollars. Likewise, with the immigrants coming from the Middle East and everything, you were totally silent when your tax dollars were used to illegally bomb these countries that had never attacked the United States. Oh, it was premised that, just like the weapons of mass destruction stuff. But that's, of course, where you're supposed to believe that men in caves, probably using the most powerful Wi-Fi system in the world, clear over in Afghanistan, were able to take down NORAD for over an hour and fly planes into skyscrapers. Well, the narrative doesn't fit. And so I feel like a lot of this stuff is like we as people today, we stopped asking why, like little children did. And when you had a child ask you, like my three daughters, when they asked me a question, I would reply. They would reply back with, why? And then you tell them again, and they'd say, why? And you'd have to fully explain something to finally get your daughters or your children to learn something. And they'd move on. But we stopped asking questions when we had a media system that continually presents us the so-called known facts. And some, yes, is fake news, and some is actually you have to read between the lines to get a story. But the actual premise should be is that we should question everything. And sadly, most Americans don't. They're too busy with their Monday night football and other things, their own hobbies. And that's the real issue, is that we have stopped becoming a nation of inquirers, and we just let everyone else dictate our life, our lifestyles, and everything else for us. And that's the drawback. I'm not sure when the breaks come here, but anyway, within this ham radio hobby, I could also personally talk to these foreign countries. I remember years ago back in the late 70s talking to King Hussein over in Jordan. There was only two licensed amateurs at that time. One was his military state guy, whatever it is. But when you talk around the world, it didn't matter whether it was Australia, New Zealand, you could find out that people are all the same, and this draws us right back to demographics. And Mike Rivero has mentioned this too. Regardless of whether you're straight, bi, LGBT, what do you want to call it like that, or bend into a pretzel, we are all the same. There just needs to be a constant enemy out there. And, of course, this is for policy. And as was brought up earlier, too, that the United States is a federal corporation. It only benefits a corporation. And so when you hear the word national security, all right, when you hear the term national security, it isn't for us. It's for corporate America. That's the only security they are talking about. people don't understand that. It's all done under the guise of like either fighting communism or terrorism or the war on drugs. Like I say, in reality, we as Americans, or they as Germans, or they as Russians, or whoever, we're all the same. It's just that there has to be a constant plight to keep governments at each other's arms, to sell arms, to keep this massive system going. And I just noticed a tweet from Donald Trump here a little bit ago with a pictorial thing about his arms sales to Saudi Arabia about now fighting terrorism. And, of course, to me, this is just a prelude for attacking Iran now, a nation that hasn't attacked anyone in 200-some-odd years. Yet, of course, they support the Palestinians and stuff with Hezbollah, with either supplying arms. And I didn't want to get into this Israeli thing like that because I'd like, as an American, to go one day without having to hear about Israel. There's more things going on in our country that we should also know that is more detrimental. Just like the trillions of dollars missing from the Pentagon, and as I talked to John Stadmiller about this, those monies used as taxes or put into what they call our national debt, pluralism, that every American household is supposed to owe, what, $79,000 each, or every person. Those monies and missing monies could have been used to rebuild our infrastructure. And so when you hear about bridges collapsing, dams that are failing, the potholes in our roads, this goes on and on. Health care, they don't care about the people. And, of course, when you hear also recently today, I was reading where most households in America have less than $400 in which would actually sink them into a catastrophe because they can't afford it, whether it's an automobile breakdown or anything. We've had I think it's Equifax and those guys that have been pumping up the credit scores to allow people to have more credit. Of course, this is to sink them into debt and everything. I have some old 1920s and 30s Missoulian newspapers from Missoula, Montana here, and I'm impressed in reading those, not only for the cost of a car back then, but out of the five different valleys here through Bitterroot Valley, Missoula Valley, the Flathead Valley, the Plains and Thompson Falls areas, and the other areas, it was all agriculture, and it boasted of the, as a matter of fact, Parma, which is about 20-some miles from me here. It boasted about their grain tower had over 200 bushels of grain in it. Parma today is not even on the map. Yet that shows you what we here as America and my relatives who worked this area years ago did to build this country up into its agricultural thing to where it had the massive exports. And today we see that all this has been changed. Just a few hands handle everything. Most of it is corporatized, and of course, then it's all thrown into these GMO seeds, just like we see the corporatization of whether it's Afghanistan, Monsanto, and others working on patented opium seeds and marijuana seeds that don't produce seeds, so that you always have to go back to the supplier. Just like this hype about North Korea. North Korea is the world's second largest opium producer. And, of course, we can remember through history the old Indochina-British opium wars, all meant to destabilize other countries, which if a guy gets out there and uses your favorite search engine, Google or whatever, and you want to look up, say, Russia's heroin addiction, it's the same thing here in America. America's heroin, America's cocaine addiction, you know. Where are all these drugs coming into this country when we have a TSA that will not allow you to put toothpaste or water past them? They have scanning devices and everything. Well, this brings us into another story, which is like the Homeland Security's Sentry program, which I've done some vivid research on. And they have what they call a Sentry Members program there, in which they vet all members. They do the full iris retinal scans. And I guess we're going to break here for a break here. We'll be right back here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. This is Keith Rogers, and right back.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Hey there, quick question for you. Would you be okay with more energy, more endurance, thicker, healthier hair, a better mood, reduced appearance of wrinkles, improved sleep, improved blood pressure and cholesterol profiles, improved vision, improved memory? Okay then. Well now, have you heard of Nature's Youth RSF? It's from the anti-aging experts at naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com. See, at Nature's Youth, they understand exactly what it means to provide top quality health products. And Nature's Youth customers not only improve their health, they know they're also providing their body with the right nourishment to maintain that peak performance and fight the aging process. If health, wellness, and nutrition are what you desire, choose Nature's Youth RSF. I did. You see, you're going to get older. It's just up to you how you feel when you get there. Get started today. Nature's Youth RSF. Simple to use, simple to order. Go to naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every...
Oh, well, welcome back to RBN here. I was talking there before about the DHS Sentry members, and if you go to the DHS Sentry website, you'll see that these members have what they call their own speed pass lanes, in which the DHS home site brags openly that during high-volume hours that members only have a 10-second wait. And again, using your browser, you can sit there and research Sentry member arrested, and you'll find that millions in meth, cocaine, and other drugs are freely flown in the United States. And of course, under the premise of the war on drugs, we have always the law enforcement duped into this. And I have to say duped into this because knowingly, I don't think they realize what's going on. A lot of them here in Montana do, because I'm pretty active as an activist. And I've gotten some really good replies back from law enforcement here. But anyway, a 10-second wait at the border during high-volume times. And the statement of need about a few arrests here and there makes it look like everyone's doing their job. And, of course, this, though, it does two things. One, it's as a statement of need. It's the call for more enforcement. And that sounds good there. But, of course, it builds more on our police state. But the other thing is it's putting law enforcement officers, the lives of law enforcement at risk. But also it does one other premise there, that as a federal corporation, the United States has to find a way to fund its inner cities. And, of course, they do that through crime. the drug addiction, the hospitalization, the rehabilitation centers. And this goes on with the courts, the fines, the fees, the privatized prisons, the privatized SWAT teams now, which are exempt from FOIA requests as they throw flashbang grenades into some baby's crib, you know. But it's all generated to keep an economy going. And, of course, from that, though, you'll see where those arrested people that get incarcerated, which if you look up in your individual state what it costs to house an inmate for 1 year, the actual cost there, and who's paying for all this, that's the important thing. But usually the families move closer to where their incarcerated loved one is, and it adds to the social system, whether it be through welfare or other type of entitlement programs, or should I say pogroms. But the issue is it's all created by the state. And when you look at just like our deep state that we see that is being revealed today, it is no different than watching the trials of Oliver North, into where they exposed the shadow government, and Congress would not talk about it at the time. It was called then the continuity of government, Rex 84, the replacing of the U.S. Constitution with whatever. And all they need to do is to always call for a national emergency, which gives us a premise of the Patriot Act and other things which were actually drawn up before 9/11 to sit there and further restrict the freedoms of Americans. And this is no different than what we see, which happened out throughout history. The premise of fighting the evil Nazis and fascism and tyranny, how bad Hitler was, the spine of the SS. Well, in reality, when you look at it, there is no difference from that than what we see with the NSA. So we're supposed to be more worried about what Russia's doing or what China's doing and forget what is happening here in this country, where every cell phone, tablet, PC, and everything is totally monitored, our emails, everything like that. We are supposed totally supposed to forget what happens here. Just like whenever news breaks from the Middle East, where we have the, over in England, the GCHQ over there, what has the biggest spy center over there that monitors everything out of the Middle East. And then they're supposed to tell you about some sneak attack. Well, people have to correlate things to be able to do this, and they do that through communications. Just as much as when you see these alleged ISIS members with their digital portable radios, their Toyota trucks, brand new, of course, their U.S. Humvees and stuff, other things confiscated from the Iraq's army. This has all been put in place. And there was a good article I read years ago. I got a break for again here. We'll be right back here on RBN.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It just was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne, and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm on to something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite. You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This is the reason I made all the mistakes.
I've always been crazy, and the trouble that it's put me through. Been busted for things that I did and I didn't do. I can't say I'm proud of all of the things that I've done.
Welcome back to RBN Network here. You're welcome to call in at 1-800-313-9443 if you'd like to discuss anything. But I'll get back to where I was at here. We now have the war on terror, which just seems like it's never ending. And Trump did it today over there in Saudi Arabia, was sending out tweets where in just arming the Saudis, who was blowing the heck out of Yemen, or the Yemeni people there, or Yemenites, what do you want to call them, we see that we're at the same precipice as what it was with Iraq during the 1980s with Rumsfeld over there. And I think that we are going to see here in his proclamation of the war on terror, after his tweeting all election time about the Saudis being behind 9/11, that he's now armed the Saudis in what is going to be over $300-some-odd billion contracts. And he makes a statement that it's jobs for Americans. Not quite. It's probably jobs for Americans' arms industry. You'll probably never see none of them trickle down to the common cities and stuff that we have here. But I have a unique suspicion here that with this constant hype about Iran, and of course Iran's support for Hezbollah and Hezbollah's protection of the Palestinians and what's going on in Syria, and with Iran supporting Syria and these mutual defense treaties that exist, that something big is coming down the pike here, and we can't seem to ever get away from these, and I'm using this plural, we can't ever seem to get away from these wars that don't benefit anyone here. Having the sons and daughters that you bounced on your knees as a baby and watched those little critiques of them and their little giggles and stuff, later coming home in body bags, has always interested me, because it's just like the term veterans of foreign wars. And while I support our military for what they do, these are foreign wars. I go through a lot of history, and I have, and I've got gigs and gigs and gigs of old war documentaries. A lot of it has finally been translated, and it's nice to be able to sit there and listen to opposing views. And it's important to be able to see both sides of a story. One thing I noticed, too, is they are trying to destroy the United States as a culture just as much as they are trying to destroy Europe. And I'll put the name on they later on, but we have a constant influx of, when people talk about immigration or migrants, they don't seem to realize that when you illegally bomb a country, it is no different than World War II and its allied terror bombings of when they caused the roads of Europe to be lined by the millions of those fleeing those allied terror bombings. And again, this isn't un-American. It's facts. It's just, it's what corporate America does to create profits. And if anyone has ever seen the video on YouTube called Shock Doctrine by Naomi Klein, or John Pilger's The War on Democracy, you would understand that. And if you haven't seen those, you might. These are used as premises to either overthrow an alleged dictator somewhere, and it's usually a lie. I mean, they may have harsh conditions in those countries, but like a young veteran friend of mine who lives here locally in Montana, he served three tours in Iraq, and he told me a young Iraqi boy had walked up to him when he was in Fallujah there and said, "We never had IEDs or car bombs until you guys came here." And that's the same premise when you watch the videos of, say, Gaddafi in Libya, of him riding around in an open carriage, a car, the people greeting him and stuff. The GMR water project over there, which was flooding the entire North African continent with fresh water. That was one of NATO's first targets, was to take that out, which would, of course, reduce famine, starvation, and stuff throughout Africa. Of course, that would be replaced soon by corporate America and what they call their nation building, just like the Nestle's water issue down there in California, where for, what was it, 20 years, they had a permit for $500 to pump over 20-some-odd million gallons worth of water out of the ground in a state that has this drought. They'll gladly sell you, corporate America, a bottle of water for 69 cents, $1.89 if they flavor it or whatever like that. But buy, you know, don't try to collect rainwater off your roof. You could wind up in prison for 30 days for that. And this is how corporate America works, as well as its wars. They do this usually under the premise of, again, like I mentioned, the Red Scare, communism, or whatever. And only thing it has benefited has been the corporations, nothing for the people, who sometimes, in some cases, because of blinded by patriotism and whatever, will willingly throw their sons upon the bayonets of someone else. And you can watch these older shows where these veterans are saying, "Why are we down here? These people have nothing against us." And they're just shoved down in these scenarios. just like there's another video called Vietnam, America's Holocaust on YouTube, where the U.S. soldiers were talking about cutting off the ears and testicles and stuff for a beer, or throwing the alleged VC, which they didn't care about who it was, out of helicopters bound. And this is the mindset, which is no different than what we saw up there in Afghanistan with the striker kill team, as they called them, that were... the one guy says we were going to... They had contemplated within that striker brigade of throwing candy in front of their striker vehicles there just to run over the Afghan kids. But this is the psyche that puts people into a war footing. And then sadly, when they return home, they have to deal with this. And that's why I really support our veterans that have been lied to about a lot of things. And it's a shame that they have to do this. Another great video on YouTube is the Psychiatry in the Military, The Hidden Enemy. It's over an hour documentary about how all nations, not just the United States, to be fair, have used these metal drugs to build the ultimate soldier. It's highlighted on there. Yeah, go ahead if you want to put a caller on there. But it's highlighted on there how they use these drugs to bend the minds, and this gets us back to that shock doctrine of how they implemented that into the United States, the Chicago Boys, to go down and infiltrate other countries to destroy their governments and stuff. Anyway, we'll go ahead and check a caller here. I don't know who you have up first here, but more than welcome to put one on. Hey, Jerry, how you doing?
Hi, Keith. I may have missed. Thank you for taking my call, by the way. I may have missed it, but are you going to have this call regularly now on RBN?
Well, John told me I am, so I don't know what I can contribute here. But I've seen a lot of things as a ham operator and also as a person. Yeah, Jerry, I'll tell you what. I'm also in the fire department here, and you know what? At 1 or 2 o'clock in the morning, and 20-some-odd degrees below zero, when the pager goes off, you don't care who you're responding to or for, whether it's a tribal member, a white member. It doesn't matter, you know, and that's how we as Americans should be. But I feel the same way, though, that I feel guilt in a way that here I am responding to an emergency call here when we have the United States or its allies bombing some hospital, some wedding, some funeral, school. Do you understand what I'm getting at?
Yes, I do.
And it's sad, you know. I value all life.
What are you going to do if you're on the air and get your call for the emergency call?
Oh, there's other guys here in town here, so.
Oh, you'd be covered.
Yeah, and besides, I'm actually Jerry. I'm recovering from a triple hernia surgery, so I'm kind of down for the time anyway.
Ooh, I guess. Yeah. Well, I'm sorry to hear that you have that. The reason I called, Keith, is in case that you were looking for a lead-in song, and you were talking about the communication problem that we have sometimes.
Right.
Well, arguably the best singer that I've ever heard, Roy Orbison's got one that would fit right into your repertoire. And if you want to check it out on YouTube, it's all you got to do is ask for... on your whatever search engine you're using, Communication Breakdown, Roy Orbison, YouTube.
Okay. I'll look it up
right
there.
Up.
Okay.
I think you'll love this song.
All right. I appreciate that, Jerry. Anything else?
No, just that you have a good show so far and really good information. Thank you, Jerry.
Have a good day over there, okay? Yes, I guess we'll take Patty, who I call Granny from Twitter, over in Missouri. Good evening, Patty.
Well, hi, Keith.
Good to hear your lovely voice again.
Got a show going. Oh, well, yes, of course.
I guess you're not out running taxi service tonight.
No, I'm not Uber today. my thought is, I've been voting since 1970, and it, regardless of who becomes president, the foreign policy never changes. So that, in essence, tells me that the president is not in control of this country.
That's correct. And, well, what did Lenin say, that it didn't matter who who voted. It was who counted the votes.
Right. And there we go. Bingo.
Yeah. So, well, you know, it's like we're fed this form of illusion. I think George Carlin could even comment on that even more, you know. But we have this illusion that we have some control. And yet these guys get in office and all of a sudden you realize, where's your gun rights? Where's your freedom of speech? All this is being disappeared. And where's your representation? Where's your lobbyist?
Right. And no matter what they promise us during a campaign, when they get into office, they ignore us. And they do what they're going to do or what they've been told to do. And I think either Trump has his marching orders, he got his marching orders, or he's part of the swamp. I don't know which, but...
Yeah, Patty, you and I have noticed, as well as others of our friends on Twitter and stuff, that everything has been a 180 in foreign policy, domestic policy, everything. And we still have the illusion that, yeah, we're going to make America great again. It's like you and I have talked personally before. With millennials, they don't understand the term make America great again because they didn't live it. They don't realize, like my older veteran friend up here is about 84, I think. We talk on the radio all the time. And he told me the other day, Patty, he says, my parents told me that I feel sorry for you guys coming up in this world. And, of course, he had to tell his kids that, and now we're telling our kids that. And yet it was supposed to be the opposite, that during the Great Depression, those grandparents that survived that tried to make life better for their kids, who in turn tried to make it better for us, who in turn tried to make it better for our kids and our grandkids. And we don't see that. Sure. There's nothing better to look forward to. It's an illusion.
No. And actually, the Bible is correct. There's nothing new under the sun. It's the
SOS,
just a different day. Yeah.
Yeah, like the French said, you know, the more things change, the more they sound the same, you know.
They're the same. So I really don't feel like I have anything really to look forward to except the same old. But I do worry about my kids and my grandkids, as I'm sure you do. What kind of world are these psychos going to create for them to have to live in?
That's exactly right. My neighbor right across the street here, who's a really good friend here, his wife died here about 4 months ago. I was talking to him, giving him some condolence there because it was a great family. He used to swap garden items with him and like that. And I asked him about what he thought, and he says, the only thing left in America to do now is to die. And I thought that was terrible hearing that from someone.
Well, that's what my grandparents always said. The only thing we had to look forward to is to pay taxes and die.
Yeah.
And now I'm seeing the wisdom in that. But I just wanted to call into your new show. I'm really enjoying it, and with that beautiful radio voice you've got there. So I'll get off of here, and I'll let someone else talk to you.
Patty, I was probably better on country radio because I had a blast out there.
Yeah, I just hope you're healing up good and not overdoing.
All right, thank you, dear, for calling in, okay? We'll talk to you later on Twitter, so, okay?
All right, bye.
All right, my best to you. All right, we're back here. Again, if you want to call in, it's 1-800-313-9443 on Republic Broadcasting Network. Like, I guess I titled my show was On Frequency with Keith Rogers. And like I say, I'm not out here trying to make any brownie points or anything like that. This is just, like I say, Patty there is a good follower of mine on Twitter. We talk all the time. We have other friends over in Switzerland, Germany, everything, Russia. We all discuss things. We're all the same. We just want a better world for our children. And there are those, whether they're globalist or what, that want to keep something else going to confuse us, whether it's racial tension or stuff. Matter of fact, I was talking to a friend earlier there that when I grew up in Las Vegas, I had a pretty well life. I had bad times, everyone does. But my dad was a manager of a casino. We knew a lot of actors, Howard Hughes, all these guys. Had breakfast all the time with Phyllis Diller. Met a lot of the comedians, like even Don Rickles, who just recently passed away. Any of his stuff today would not even be politically correct. And yet it was humor, you know, and we're losing humor, our bright side of life. But in doing so, all my friends, my dad was kind of an iffy kind of guy. He always had slur names for people. And I didn't. My friends, my first girlfriend back then was a nice Hispanic gal. My sister's friend across the street was Japanese. My other sister's, another sister, her friends were all Spanish that lived down the street there. All of our workmates were blacks, Koreans, Filipinos. We had no problems with race. And this racial tension, and as a matter of fact, I live on a reservation here in Montana. And I have no problem, except that the only thing I see about this reservation is it looks like Gaza. And that's because of the way the tribes are being incorporated now. Yeah, they get their big casinos and everything like that, but the money is not filtering down to the tribal members. It's only to build their tribal governments. Oh, there we go. almost brought back a radio memory. Here's Waylon Jennings and Metal Revenge.
Well, I hope that the friend you've thrown yourself with, he gets drunk and loses his job. Every road that you try.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap, but did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Cowboys ain't easy to love, and they're harder to hold. They'd rather give you a song than diamonds or gold.
Lone Star belt buckles and old faded Levi's, and each night begins a new day. If you don't understand him, he don't die young. You'll probably just ride away.
All right. Welcome back to the Republic Broadcasting Network. This is Keith Rogers here in western Montana, beautiful western Montana, 83 degrees today. Anyway, I was going to have the Ken in our station room there go ahead and play a clip there that And the reason I wanted to play this is because when I have watched gigs and gigs of historical footage, it means something to what I see going on in the world today. So, Ken, you want to go ahead and play that clip there?
Abroad, there were some who admired the way this new Germany stood up for herself.
In America, we've had many reports against your new government, and in most cases, this has caused hasty demonstrations everywhere. I can now say to you that the American people today realize that these stories are untrue and without foundation. I find that there's a new, fresh vitality here in Germany under your great leader and Chancellor Adolf Hitler, of whom I'm a great admirer. The new Germany will live, for you have the best centralized government in the world today.
All right, well, there we go. As our caller Patty over there in Missouri had recently talked about, the status quo that we see today and this maligning of what Trump wanted to do and the 180 degrees that we see in comparing Trump to Hitler all the time, where we just had the old media that actually back then actually reported fairly accurately of what Germany was. It was strong on its pride, its nationalism, also immigration, and there was deals worked out with the Zionist entities of Germany through the Havar Agreement. And, of course, we had the U.S. corporations, banks, and stuff all supporting this, building of the Autobahn, everything. I have an image here I could look up real fast, but it's of Churchill quoting that the reason for the destruction of Germany wasn't because of Germany and its fascism. It was because of its corporatism. They could not capitalize on that. But we have that today, and now we see the destruction of whether it's our Confederate flags, which to me means nothing. But for those in the South, that might mean a lot. You know, they may have relatives that fought in the Civil Wars and whatever like that, you know. But it means something to people. We have the Ten Commandments being removed from courthouses. All this. Our heritage is being taken away from us. And most Americans don't understand that because as immigrants ourselves, we immigrated to this. Most of my relatives are all from England, clear back to the 1400s. Doesn't mean anything to me because, again, I never asked to be born. I was born in America, you know, so big deal, you know. But yet I can, you know, through tracing our family history, I know where our family came from. But the removal of culture is something that's imperative to keep pushing this immigration policy. And, of course, you have to realize why are they being vacated from those areas where they're immigrating from. And just before Obama left office, there was a big hum-de-do thing about Somalia. And, of course, again, demographics. If you look up the demographics of Somalia, it's GDP, what it has corporate-wise, whether it's gold. Oh, back to commercial here. Anyway, we're right back here on Republic Broadcasting Network. This is Keith Rogers here in Western Montana.
Many a young maid lost her baubles to my trade. Many a soldier shed his lifeblood on my blade. The bastards hung me in the spring of 25, but I am still alive.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.